From a rooftop, I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Lake County State's Attorney's Office says 21-year-old Robert Cremo III has been charged in the mass shooting at a July 4th parade in the Chicago suburb of Highland Park, which left seven people dead and at least 30 injured. Fox's Grady Trimble is there with the latest.
Officials say this started several weeks ago, and that's when the suspected gunman started planning his attack. He purchased that rifle that he used in the shooting here in the state of Illinois in the Chicago area legally. In terms of the events that unfolded yesterday, they say he climbed up a fire escape ladder to get to the roof of a building, and that's how he was able to shoot down on the crowd below, firing as many as 70 rounds, according to police.
Police say Cremo dressed in women's clothing to hide his recognizable face tattoos and blend in with the crowd. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on whether President Biden will visit Highland Park.
We don't have any plans right now to go to Chicago.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Chicago to discuss the shooting. More fallout from President Biden's tweet demanding companies that own gas stations lower their prices. Fox's Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
The president did that even though 60% of the gas stations in this country are owned by small business people. The president's tweet got Jeff Bezos's attention.
President Biden calling for more green energy production. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the outlook is good regarding Republicans' chances in the 2022 midterm elections.
The president's approval rating is very low. That typically leads to a bad year of the party of the president.
Democrats are seeking to retain their control of Congress based on the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade and President Biden's pandemic response. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Americans continue to deal with sky-high gas prices. The average price of gas in the U.S. is around $4.80 a gallon, according to AAA. Fox's Mark Meredith has more from the White House.
The White House is blaming high gas prices both on Russian President Vladimir Putin as well as on the oil and gas industry as a whole. The president even drew some surprise and outrage from some over the weekend and with a tweet in which read, quote, "My message to the companies running gas stations and setting prices at the pump is simple. This is a time of war and global peril. Bring down the price you're charging at the pump to reflect the cost you're paying for the product and do it now."
Republicans say the Biden administration needs to focus on energy production in the U.S. The three major stock market indices ending the day mixed after the long holiday weekend.
The major averages closing mixed as investors continue to worry about economic growth. Energy was among the biggest laggard as crude oil prices fell and financials also slipped along with falling bond yields. Growth stocks and tech were among the biggest gainers. Scandinavian Airlines has filed for bankruptcy in the U.S. The move adds to the likelihood of travel chaos across Europe. SAS's CEO said the pilot strike had accelerated the move to seek bankruptcy protection voluntarily in the U.S. The Dow winners today, Home Depot, Salesforce, and Microsoft, the Dow decliners, Chevron, United Health Group, and IBM. The Dow falling 129 points, the Nasdaq up 194, S&P 500 up 6. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Texas officials are deciding whether to declare an invasion in some counties due to the amount of migrants crossing the border illegally.
They're so desperate. They want the federal government to step up, to do the job. They want this president to recognize exactly what's going on, and he continues to ignore this issue.
Brandon Judd, president of National Border Patrol Council. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.